one nikuda we just want to touch on, very powerful nikuda. This came up with a new pshat, and I learned the Gemara many, many times. It came up with a new pshat, I'm very excited. I want to share with the Eilam. The Eilam could tell me if they like the pshat. The Gemara in Yevam is on the base on this base. So, got to give on it for rice. Learning the Gemara, preparing for it. And the Gemara is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Kiva says, you loimit Torah b'yaldusai, when you're very young, be loimit Torah when you get old. If you're malamit Torah when you're very young, you should be malamit Torah when you're very old. Why? Because you don't know which Talmid then will be better. Sometimes the Talmid when you were younger are better, sometimes the Talmid when you're older are better, you never know. Aber frag der Aruch Lener a bomba kasha. Frag der Aruch Lener, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva says, if you learn Torah when you're a bachur, you should learn Torah when you're an old man. What do you need Rabbi Kiva to tell you that? Shteit ve'gisa ko yomu v'layla, ko yoyim v'yoyim, ad yoyim moisa, yomuchu yivulmoy. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? As this, that we knew before, we learned the Gemara, we saw the Aruch Lener, as the standard teretz that there is in the Karen Oira, in the Eitz Yosef, that he's going on Bekiyas and Be'ir. That you would think you were ma'ayin in the sugya when you're a bachur, but when you learn it again when you're older, you don't have to be ma'ayin in the sugya, because I already learned it Be'ir, so I can rely on my notes, and I'll just go, or on my zikaron, and I'll just do it again. As he's saying, no, even if you learned the sugya Be'ir when you were younger, don't think when you get older, you're potter from Amelus Batayra, you learn it over with the same brand and the same frishkeit. And Rav Asher said over very beautifully about Rabbi Kiva Eger, that his Talmidim said that Rabbi Kiva Eger was one of the hugest Iluyim. His memory of Torah was marvelous. They say that it was once they went to a gadol, one of the huge Dalim, I don't want to say his name, you'll understand why in the Hemshech, and they had a Shaila, and the gadol took a week for him to answer. It's like a very complicated shayla and igunas. Imami sat on it for a week. He wrote a whole tshuva. They brought it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. On the spot, he sat down, wrote a longer tshuva with much more mar mekaymis. They showed it to the other gadol. He said he went out of his kelim. On the spot, Rabbi Kiva Eger just went, and it took him a week to put together, much, much less. He was like, I guess it's not Lashon Hara, because, again, he climbed the Lashon. That he was also like, whoa. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger's goyness, it was like, whoa. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he gave share with a frishkeit, like he was learning the first time. The bachurim that came to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's okay, I can take out my old shurim from the notebook. And he doesn't have to take it out of his notebook. It's all sitting here. No, when he gave shir, he's excited. He learned it with the first time. That's what Rav Asher told me the story. Rav Asher also gives it over like exciting, like it's the first time. That's his koyach, even though he's got it guns good before. Yeah, but still, when he gives it over, you feel like it's the first time he came up with the tzidish. This way. Okay. As kach lamanti mahar vishan. This year, I came up with a new pshat, a big yisayid, I want to share with the Eilam. It's a chiddush. Eilam can tell me. Okay. There's a story of Reb Akiva. A famous story in Reb Akiva and others there in Nosan. Reb Akiva was an Am Haaretz for 40 years. How did Reb Akiva become Reb Akiva? As he went and he saw a rock, and the rock had a huge hole in it. And he couldn't figure out who made the hole in the rock. There were no Arabs drilling at 12:15. Who made the hole in the rock? Like, where did the hole in the rock come from? Oh. As they told him, look, there's water that's leaking on the rock. As the water makes a hole on the rock. Trekker Bekiva. What it makes a hole on the rock? Look! What is this light thing? The rock is a hard thing. Look, it's not making a hole. They said, you have to realize, when water hits the rock, it makes a little hole, penetrates a little. If it does it for a long time, it keeps on penetrating, it makes a bigger hole. If it, the longer it goes, the longer it penetrates. Zagreb Akiva, that if water could make a hole in a rock, as Torah could make a hole in my Leva Evet. And he went and he learned. Zagreb Yisrael Salant on this Master of Nasir. He said, Rabbi Kiva learned Torah when he was young. He was an Am Haaretz. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva, like many of us, he said, I learned Torah. It didn't make an impression. It didn't change me. Why? I'm a Leiv HaEved. I'm growing up in the height of Gedar, Yeridus HaDairis, the Modernim. I'm a Leiv HaEved. It can't penetrate on me. As Rabbi Kiva, every day he looked, after I learned. So what happened to me? He looked at himself. He didn't look like Reb Chaim Knievsky and Reb Liashin. Torah doesn't make an impression on me. As he gave up learning, he saw an Evan that has a hole. And it went in very deep. Why? Because he saw that certain things, you don't see the impression it makes, but it goes in deep. And if you keep on doing it, it's going to make a very big impression and it's going to change you. As he went back, he said, my attitude with Torah was not proper. I got to change. I got to go back and I got to learn life. Ad kan Reb Yisrael Salanter in Or Yisrael. For some reason, this time when I learned it, it came in a machshava. Efshe, that's the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Loimit Torah b'zaknusai, don't give up b'zaknusai. We all have our areas of Torah where we sort of get to feel when we get older, like I tried, I worked, and I don't know if it really worked, I don't know how deep it's going in, I don't know how much Torah affects me. That's what Rabbi Kiva is teaching you. Loimit Torah b'zaknusai, don't say it doesn't affect you and it doesn't go in. Be loimit Torah b'zaknusai also. Keep on going, and we see what happened to Rabbi Kiva. He went from being the Am Haaretz that bit Talmidei Chachamim, like it says, his bite was even more than like a Gemara's bite. He had really serious stuff. To be the Talmid Chacham Shebeda. Sometimes you see someone and he looks like he's like really problematic. And you don't know what's waiting to come out of this person. But like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, you have to keep the Torah going. You have to be the Hasmada for the Torah to make a real deep impression. That's the pshat. Nun Shat, Nun Mahalech, but the MS, it's a big Yisoid in life. Olam is learning. We have Shavuos, a lot of Bachurim. I went through Shavuos, I went through Mount Taira, I went through Yeshiva. You all should realize you can't believe what could come out of all of you if you keep on working and you keep on plugging. And you keep on bringing the Torah into this you, every Mashal of Torah makes such a deep impression. It's a Reya inside you. And the Ezra Hashem, the Hemshech of your life, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a huge difference of who you are, what you are, your whole Machus, and everything about you. Fear ice with a storm. There's a bachur that went out with a girl, and the girl asked him on the date. It was going very well. In America, that's so you'd say on the sixth day. In America, you'd probably say a month later on the 21st day. But she asked him, do you, are you thinking of, are you, what do you plan on doing? Are you learning or working? The guy answered, I'm learning. As this girl was blown away, she had spoke, she said, all your life? He said, all my life. She didn't know what hit her. She had spoken to the Shatran. They were very clear. 3 to 5 years. And afterwards, you know how it works, 3 to 5 years, afterwards, you're going to work. She couldn't believe the Shatran pulled the fast one on her. What's going on? She went back to the Shatran. The Shatran said, I don't see. Took out a smartphone. It says on the resume, 3 to 5 years. So she said, okay, I got to go out with him again. She goes out with him again. She said, I don't get what's going on. Oh. And he says, let me explain it to you. You ask me, how long am I learning for? I'm learning for the rest of my life. Now, if you want to ask me, am I open-minded to going to work? Yeah, I'm open-minded to going to work. We're probably going to need it in 5 years from now, 3 years, we're going to run out of NASA. But I'm still going to learn. I'm going to learn all my life. As if you ask me, how long am I learning? It is important to me. I'm going to learn all my life. I answered you. That's the problem with the mentality of the buffer, Mizman Hazeh. They don't chab. What are you doing with your life? Learning. That brings you to your future. That's everything. It's not like, I'm learning for a short tkufa, man. I'm moving on. I'm doing the real life. Doesn't work that way. You gotta learn. That's real life. That's really who you are. That's what makes you. That's what the water that goes into you, that forms you, that shapes you, that builds you for the rest of your life. If Bahram would only realize this, they would come into the yeshiva with a whole different attitude. You're forming yourself and your life for your whole future. You gotta keep this going on. You gotta learn how to do it well. Because if you don't learn how to do it well, you're not going to form yourself the way you could and should. You're short-selling yourself. As Hashem Yazar, the word should go deep inside of us. The prayer that we learn should penetrate and build us all the beauty that we should come out of.